So where do you source the grain?
I am about 70 to 75% California sourced. That's probably going to change. And there are some grains that I can't really get in California. We don't grow in quantities for a business like mine yet. Hopefully that will change. And also, our climate isn't perfect for some of the grains that I want to mill and let people experience baking with. So right now, I'm not able to source einkorn or spelt that is grown in California, but my highest volume hard red wheat for bread baking and my hard white wheat that I have now, the hard white was grown for me. I had a contract with a farmer up in Santa Ynez, and he grew that for me and a French wheat that I had purchased seed for. The rye just switched to two brothers who are organic farmers in Idaho, as well as my einkorn and spelt. And I was getting the spelt and einkorn from much farther away on the East Coast. So I thought that's a great shift, much, much closer. That is also a very interesting part of the conversation because best case scenario is we have a smaller carbon footprint and I'm able to source volumes of grain as close to the mill as possible. But the economics also say that will prove to be a challenge forever because of that lack of infrastructure here and simply because the cost of our land is so much higher than everywhere else. That farmland is beautiful and desirable, and it is really tough for farmers, especially on a smaller scale, the ones who would be most likely to grow smaller lots that they could sell to someone like me, to put the lowest cash value crop on the world's most expensive land is a tough proposition, even on a good day. And because of our water situation, we've had this incredibly rainy fall. But we're still coming off of 4 and 5 years of drought. And wheat, while it takes less inputs, that's something that's really desirable about it, it still needs water. And so there are many farmers who would have planted wheat recently and just left the fields fallow because they can't devote the water resources to something that doesn't earn them much money in the marketplace. So being green is a much more complicated conversation because local can't be the only thing that determines that. The cost of producing the grain, how it is grown organically versus chemical inputs, all of those things matter.